A Christmas Carol is a beloved holiday classic, and this week the play will be performed at the University of Denver. But this particular show is different. The cast and crew are 40 incarcerated women from the Denver Women's Correctional Facility. This is the first time incarcerated individuals will take a theater production outside prison walls and perform in public. KUNC's Stephanie Daniel joins us with more about the unique arts collaboration between the University of Denver Prison Arts Project, or DUPI, and the Colorado Department of Corrections. Hey, Stephanie.
Hi, Erin.
If listeners are having a little bit of deja vu here, there's a good reason. DUPI is the same initiative that staged One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest with incarcerated men. You covered that performance in September, right?
Right. The group of incarcerated men were from Sterling, Colorado, and they performed the play at the Denver Women's Correctional Facility. Now, the men worked on every single part of the production. They created the music, they created the sets, and they were even stage managing.
And they also went all in, like, with costumes.
Yeah, they got out of their prison uniforms and put on the costumes. And I think that that's what's really powerful about the whole thing, is that once they put on their costumes, they just become actors. You forget that these men are incarcerated.
And you spoke with the play's director, who's also the founder of this initiative?
Yes. Her name is Ashley Hamilton. And here's what she had to say about working with incarcerated individuals and the DUPI program.
I deeply believe in the power of arts and education inside prison as a way to create transformation for both folks inside, but also in supporting the system as it grows and changes as well. I really believe in the power of creating spaces where people can decide who they are and who they want to be, and reflect on just where they are in life and how they want to grow and transform. And I think that the arts are a wonderful vehicle for that.
The initiative has various programs, including dance, creative writing, and even a podcast at 10 facilities throughout the state. Mm. The three-year partnership between DUPI and the Department of Corrections aims to normalize the prison environment, empower inmates to improve their lives, and prepare them for a productive and positive life upon release.
Yeah. And speaking of normalizing prison, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest was performed in the gymnasium at the Denver facility, and the audience was a mix of visitors and incarcerated women. They did sit on opposite sides of the gym. In your previous story, you said the incarcerated women were immersed in the play.
Yeah, I kept looking over at them because they were just having so much fun and they laughed a lot. They could just relate to the themes of the play because it takes place in a mental institution.
Right.
Now, DUPI also has programs at the Denver facility, and some of the women in the audience are also in A Christmas Carol. Jamayla Nelson is one of the actors. She's already performed in a couple of short plays, and she's now giving acting advice to some of her newer castmates.
In this environment, you have to have your vulnerabilities tucked down deep somewhere. And so to get into character, you have to do these exercises that cause for you to be silly, that cause for you to open your mind to yourself and to other people. And so I just tell them, like, come on, you got to get into character. And I just tell them to push themselves. Have fun.
I love that. The women at the Denver facility have been rehearsing this since July. When you talked to Jamayla Nelson, how was she feeling about the upcoming performances?
Definitely prepared. She said the cast gets together as much as possible to practice, and seeing the men perform provided her a little extra motivation.
I'm ready to go, man. I'm just so excited. I hope that we get to travel like this. This will be just an honor. It'll be hopefully it will shift the paradigm of society, and so that they look at us differently. And a lot of people in here, we want to change. We have changed. And so hopefully they get to see that we can put our minds to something productive. And I want to be a part of that light that shines on DOC.
And she'll get her wish. Nelson and the rest of the cast and crew are performing A Christmas Carol at the University of Denver this week.
Stephanie Daniel is a reporter for KUNC. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
A Christmas Carol performed by incarcerated women will be at the Newman Center for the Performing Arts on Thursday night and Friday afternoon. You can find more information at our website, kunc.org.